All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up towards the end of the Shari Tshuva. We're in the Shari V'i in paragraph Chaf Aleph. We are on page Kuf Nun Aleph. So remember, again, we're talking about the idea, fascinating machlokes, as to whether or not one is obligated to constantly and consistently remember averos, misdeeds, mistakes of the past. So we saw that the Rabbanon said that averos shesvad alein yom kippurim zeh choser umisvad alein yom kippurim achar, that even if you did tshuva for averos of your past, you must go ahead and do tshuva for them each and every year. They're referring over here to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, once you've done tshuva and you have not repeated the mistake, you need not go ahead and constantly remember it. So we were discussing yesterday the idea that Rabbi Eliezer's position of not going ahead and constantly remembering the averos of the past, and we discussed two ideas or two reasons for it. Number one is that if a person constantly remembers the averos of the past, it shows that they lack a certain level of amunah. They lack the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. Number two is that preoccupation with the past ultimately leads to a lack of attentiveness on the present. When a person is preoccupied with his past misdeeds, he makes it look like as if his problems are only in the past, but that he has no problems contemporarily, which of course, again, for most of us is not really the case. Even if we have averos of the past, we also have significant issues of the present that warrant our attention as well. So we're picking up over here on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Let's just pick up Vashini. It's 2, 4, 5 lines in Vashini. The second reason that a person cannot be preoccupied with the past is ki me'eno maskir zulasi abonos akolmim. If a person is only focusing on the averos of the past, yidme ki ein da'agaso zulasi al rishonos, he portrays himself as if he has only sinned in the past, and he has no present day sins that he has to contend with. Vim kein yidme ki einenu chofes v'choker d'rachav. And I will say the problem ultimately is that a person who is constantly focused on the past lacks the proper opportunity or ability to do a proper cheshbon nefesh, a proper focus on what's happening on the present. Am I analyzing and am I contemplating my present actions? Then a person who's only focused on the past and not on the present, this is a terrible sickness. For those who are careful, literally those who are the mashkiach on their nefesh, so those who are constantly attentive to their soul, roim ba tamid divrei avonos, a person sees that I'm constantly involved in averos. So again, the truth is, remember, each of us has our inconsistencies and our deficiencies. Whether it's behaviors that we engage in that are not correct, whether it's character traits that we behave that we engage in that are not correct, each of us has our deficiencies. So he goes on, v'kasher mekatzeres me'asagos madregos ha'ira, o kasher mekatzeres min ha'avoda, o me'asok batora, ki ha'anoshim gidolim aleila, ki gam pshios ha'loshim mitzuyos. So again, for some people, they do not go ahead and properly engage themselves in avodas Hashem. Other people don't learn Torah enough. Other people speak inappropriately. Other people have negative midos. What's the idea the Shari Tshuva is bringing down? Everybody's got their problems, right? Everybody's got their issues. And Chazal said, Shlosha Dvarim Ein Adam Nitzal Mehem Bechoyom. Chazal said in Baal Basra, she will see this in Meretz Hashem, that there are three averos to which we are susceptible to each and every day. Each and every day. What are the three averos that we are susceptible to each and every day? Hirhur Avera, number one, just thought of sin. Number two, Avak Lashon Hara. So what's that say? Avak Lashon Hara refers to all of those manners of speech which, although may not be technical Lashon Hara, are an offshoot of Lashon Hara. In other words, what Chazal is saying is the following. Each of us has inappropriate thoughts. Now, whatever those inappropriate thoughts may be, whether they're governing issues of morality, immorality, whether they're negative thoughts about another Every single person has hiru avera. Every single person has some type of negative thought every single day. Avak lashon hara. There's not a person who doesn't just even inadvertently misuse his speech at some point in time over the day. And v'she'ina mechavnin liban b'tfilas ha'pamim rabos. And this, of course, is something that that is also, and also not having kavanah, davening without kavanah. So we often say to ourselves, you know what, if my biggest problem in life is davening without kavanah, I'm in good shape. Because at least, again, davening without kavanah, I wouldn't classify it chasom as an aveira. It's not good, we all aspire to kavanah, but remember, to a certain degree, what the Gemara is saying is like this. When a person, you know what, davening without kavanah is like telling your spouse, you know, I love you without even looking at her. Right? So, you know, if you just, you know, rattle off and I love you, it's very nice. It's very nice. But if the other party feels like you're not even paying attention, you know, whatever it is, you're in the middle of reading the paper and you don't even look up and you say, I love you. So that's not, that I love you is not going to get you very far. Meaning it doesn't, it's not all that meaningful. To a certain degree, davening without kavana. So the Gemara is going to say, is it's very nice, I'm fulfilling my halachic obligation, but I'm not even lifting my head up, I'm not even taking my head out of the paper, I'm not even focusing on anything else, and I'm saying I love you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's empty. It's empty. And the truth is, to a certain degree, sometimes no gesture, right? You understand, when it comes to tefillah, again, do not interpret this statement as halacha lemaisa, but at one point in time was halacha lemaisa. The Gemara Maseches Brachos brings down that in its purest form, if a person knows she'eino yochol lechavin libo or lechavin daito, person knows they can't have kavana. In the purest framework of halacha, a person should not daven. If I know that I can't have kavana, I shouldn't daven. Now, we don't apply this contemporarily for one simple reason. Because if this was the standard, Mishnah Berurah brings this down. This is actually, you know, Mishnah Berurah brings this down. He brings this down by the halacha is that one is supposed to have kavana during the first bracha of Avos. At least when a person says the bracha of Avos, a person should have kavana. And technically speaking, if a person doesn't have kavana during Avos, what do? You go back and repeat it. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and he says, the truth is today, it's not a good idea to do this. Why? He says, because who's to say that the second time you're going to have any more kavanah than the first time? I mean, Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, and he makes a number of comments like this, where, again, we know this from ourselves. We struggle with kavanah during davening. We struggle with it. So at the end of the day, Chazal are saying that tefillah without kavanah is like an empty dialogical exchange. So these are averos. These are averos. And again, if you notice, the three averos that the Gemara is describing over here, you know, these are not like the heaviest transgression. Hira avera, thought about avera. Okay, I have said to myself, if I'm only thinking about avera, but not doing averos, that's an accomplishment, and that's absolutely true. But hira avera, thought of avera, is still something we have to contend with. Avak lashon hara, certainly better than lashon hara itself. No question, but it's still problematic. Lack of kavanah and tefillah, I could say, hey, at least I'm davening. That's an accomplishment. So again, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is while these may not be intense forms of averos, they represent spiritual struggles that each of us have every single day. He says, "V'chein amru b'midrashim." I'm sorry. Kiyidme shu mispar b'svadusa rishonim levadam kilochot kilochot acharechin. Now remember again. So what's the point the Shai Tshuva is trying to make? The point he's trying to make is if all a person is doing is focusing on the averos of the past, then I'm losing the opportunity to better myself and to lift myself up in the present. Meaning all of us contend not with just historical challenges, but with contemporary challenges as well. So I have to make sure that my attention is not exclusively on the historical challenges. Let's finish this paragraph. So the Medrash writes the following. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, what, you have no new averos, that you just have to focus on the old ones, that you just literally confess for the first ones. So this is all fine. So you clearly see that the Shari Tshuva is aligning himself with the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov model. And the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov model is, once you did tshuva for an avera, let it go. Let it go. This is all assuming I didn't repeat it. But let it go. It's a thing of the past. I've done my tshuva. Close the book on the avera. Because if you don't close the book on the avera, number one, again, it shows that you lack bitachon, you lack belief in the forgiving power of God. Number two, it causes you to focus only on the past and not focus on the present. And now, number three is the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm sorry, those are the two things. So building on that last thing, the Share Tshuva is building the argument to support this position of Rabbi Eliezer. But one second, what do you do with the pasuk of Echatosi Negdisa? I mean, remember again, the Rabbanon in the Gemara, they quoted this pasuk from David HaMelech, Echatosi Negdisa Mit, my sin is always opposite me. This pasuk was the proof that you always have to focus on your Averos, even the past ones. Perush v'midrash, sheyu neged inov v'niskarim belibo, avalo yaskir yiskarim befiv. Oh, says the Rebbeinu, what it means is the following. You should remember your past aveiros, but you remember them in your heart. You don't remember them with your mouth. In other words, you should keep them in your consciousness, because the memory of those aveiros could help you ultimately avoid repetition of those same mistakes. But it's not the kind of thing that you confess with your lips. Because if you confess with your lips, that brings it into the world of present reality. We want it to be in your conscious, or maybe in your subconscious. We want it to be there as a way of ultimately guiding you not to make the same mistakes. But we don't want it to be a fixture of your present reality. So think about it in your heart, but don't confess it with your lips. Old per shubo betamid Yerushalmi shelo yu beinecha kilo lo asisim ela kilo asisam v'nimchalu u'kvar zacharnu zeh b'sha'arei ikari ha'tshuva. And now again, Rabbi Noah gives a separate approach, which is you should remember it, but you should remember it. It shouldn't be in your eyes as if you never performed the avera. Rather, it should be in your eyes as if you performed it and you were forgiven. In other words, what Rabbi Noah is saying is davar ma'aseh v'chatasin yakdisamid ma'aseh means there are certain realities with which we keep with us within our consciousness. They're part of my consciousness. They're part of my thought process. They're part of my reality. But I don't talk about them. I don't talk about them all the time, because talking about them takes up a lot of mental and emotional energy, which is not productive. So when it comes to past sin, it says the Share Tshuva, keep it in your consciousness, keep it in your memory, for it can help to be a guiding light to avoid the same mistakes in the future. But don't confess it, don't talk about it, because that preoccupation with your past ultimately, again, could lead up taking away your focus from your present. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the last paragraph on Kofun and Aleph, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow.